Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Whitechuck. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast. And today, I think I have a really great episode. You know, we're starting now. We're into the heart of the spring market. The summer market's right around the corner. And let's be honest, more people list their house in the spring and in the summer than any other time of year. So I wanted to do this episode just as a little bit of a refresher. You know, what do you need to do? What do you need to know before selling your home? Because so many people are getting ready to put their house on the market. So I made a bullet point list, and you guys could take a listen and make sure you're going to do these things if you're getting prepared to sell. First and foremost, it always starts here. Price your home right from the start. All right. Get that listing price where it needs to be. All right. Overpricing your home scares buyers away. It makes your house sit on the market too long. And the result of that is getting less money than you should for your house. Make sure you have that price right before you put it on the market. Working with a skilled realtor will help you tremendously to make sure that your house is priced properly. Another thing that you have to keep in mind, first impressions really matter when selling your house. Never underestimate the power of curb appeal. If you haven't remulched your beds in a couple years, do it before you list your house. If the paint is peeling off the parging or the detached garage, put a fresh coat. Get that house looking sharp, because first impressions definitely matter. By all means, you need to declutter and stage your home. Nothing makes a house look worse than too much stuff being packed into it. And maybe you really love your collection of precious moments in the hutch, but if you have 1,000 of them, it just makes your house look crowded or like a garage sale slash museum. It's not the look you're going for. So declutter and stage doesn't mean you have to hire a professional stager. You could do it with the stuff that you already have, but have the house looking tidy and neat. I also tell people that repairs and minor upgrades can go a long way to increasing the value of your home. Little things like fixing a leaky faucet, updating appliances, a fresh coat of paint on the walls. If you have worn out carpets, have them replaced. Those things will make your house look brand new and appealing to first-time home buyers or home buyers in general. So repairs and minor upgrades make a big difference. You have to make sure that you understand the closing costs and fees that are associated with selling a home. If you sell your house for $400,000, you will not walk out of the closing with a check for $400,000. You know, if you're working with a realtor, there's realtor fees, there's transfer taxes. Maybe you owe a balance on your mortgage or taxes or sewer bill, whatever there may be. So make sure you understand closing costs and fees that are associated with selling your house. It's also important to know the best time to sell in your market. Again, we're in the heart of the spring market. Summer's right around the corner. It's a really popular time to sell. It's definitely not the only time to sell, but people sell their houses in the spring and summer more than any other time of year. So you have to know what the best time to get that house on the market is. For many people, it is the spring and the summer. This is like an inconvenient truth of listing your house, and I wish it wasn't true, but it definitely is. Be ready for showings at any time. When you put your house on the market to sell, it's always for sale. So you have to make your house convenient to show. You cannot restrict to some degree when buyers want to see your home. Now look, if someone has a completely unrealistic expectation, they want to see your house at 2 a.m. on a Tuesday. Well, yeah, obviously you could say no to that one. But if they want to see it at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday, you got to make it available, right? That's a normal time to see a house. Your house has to be made available to people. Another thing that you have to keep in mind is that marketing matters. I mean, really matters. Find a realtor who's going to get a professional photographer to showcase your house
in its best light. Find a realtor who's not afraid to do video. Video is huge when it comes to marketing a home. And the best way to sell your house is to make it appealing to as many people as possible. And A-plus marketing with outstanding photos and expert video goes a long way to making sure you're getting top dollar for your home. Also, be prepared for negotiations. Sometimes you end up selling your house for more money than it's listed. And that's a great feeling if you're in that position. Sometimes you sell it for a little bit less. But remember, just because your house goes under contract doesn't mean the negotiations stop. You still might have things like a home inspection or an appraisal or something completely unexpected could pop up. So you always have to be prepared to negotiate multiple times throughout the sales process. Just because you accept an offer, it doesn't mean that the negotiations are over. In some cases, they're just beginning. And that brings me to the last point of what you need to know before you sell your house. The deal isn't done until the closing. Things happen. I mean, buyers could lose their job, and I pray this doesn't happen to you. It has happened to clients of mine, and it happens every day in real estate. But if you have a buyer who loses their job a week before the closing, you're probably not closing. So it's just one of those things where don't count your chickens before they hatch, right? Isn't that what they say? Especially now, you know, chickens are a hot topic with eggs. Maybe eggs are a better investment than houses. I don't know. But the deal isn't done until it closes. So until you're walking out of that closing, after you've signed the deed, handed over the keys, and you have that check in your hand, don't make any plans because you never know. Things come up all the time. So there's a lot of strategies. There's a lot of things to consider before listing your house if you want to get top dollar. And again, I'm a firm believer in the best way to make sure all of these things are taken care of is find an outstanding realtor that understands your local market. Work with them, and you can almost guarantee an excellent result. That's all for today. I'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.